20. It's time for today's AM Minnesota program. The Giggler brought some class to this studio. Officially known as Carrie Hart, Activities Director at Monarch Healthcare Management, the Emeralds. She was originally branded the Director of Fun. Somebody came up with a better brand of the Giggler.
I think that somebody was you. Good morning.
Yes, and it's a Tuesday, not a Wednesday birthday club.
It is the double dose of Jerry week. I woke up this morning and I was like, double dose of Jerry. We get him today and tomorrow.
You curled up in a fetal position trying to go back to sleep.
Hopped out of bed and put on my best smile.
I think every smile that you have is the best smile.
Thank you. Yeah, it's hard not to... You know, when you enjoy every single day doing what you get to do.
So yeah, working with the team members at Monarch and all of the residents, be they longer term or respite care, or there for short time for rehab after maybe a surgery or something like that.
Yeah, it's great being able to interact and, you know, make a difference in everybody's day. So, and that's what all of us do at the Emeralds at Faribault.
And we have figured out over the decades, too, that emotional health is important and ties in to physical health.
Absolutely does. And I think that's one of the really good takeaways from, you know, the times of COVID, where there was like isolating from one another. I think it put a little bit more emphasis and a little bit of focus on the overall well-being, you know, psychosocial, mental, and all of that. So
one of the few good things that came from COVID, we recognize how much we enjoyed being with other people, how much we enjoyed Thanksgiving dinners and families and friends and meetings and community celebrations.
Yeah, you kind of take those wonderful things for granted. And so, since day one of being in this position, which is almost 5 years now, it is like my goal to make every day a good day. Being at the facility for almost 9 years, it's a little bit different in my current role because I need to find things that people like. And if there's those that are kind of in a rut, I kind of take it as a challenge.
Yeah.
and to try to figure out exactly what they, you know, how to kind of break through that wall and to kind of form that friendship, bond, you know, however you may call it. So.
And it's amazing what a smile will do if someone is kind of down, though. Just a pleasant smile and a...
Yep, there's been quite a few over the years where I'm like, you know, they kind of not the most happy. They're in a lot of pain, and you know, then here comes my big old bubbly personality, and they're like, I don't got time for this positivity right now. And I'm like, you will learn to love me. You will learn to accept that this is how it is. And then all of a sudden, you know, give them a day or two, and you know, it's great what can happen.
And that's what makes it so rewarding for all the team members at the Emeralds.
Yep. Yeah.
Not only taking care of the basic necessities, but the emotional part of it.
Yep. And creating those bonds with people. I mean, we're in healthcare for a reason, and that's because we care about people. We want to be able to help people as much as possible. And I think we do a great job at it. Yeah.
You know what they say, if you don't blow your own horn, nobody else will.
I know, and I will toot that horn all day, every day.
But it's
day.
Cool. Some of the other team members I've got to know at the Emeralds have that same attitude.
I think everybody does.
And I think it starts with Monarch and the top management and all throughout all the team members at Monarch.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that's been with us, they're so special. They're so, you know, loving, they're caring, they're fun and they're friendly, and it creates such a wonderful atmosphere. You know, the moment that you walk through the door, you're greeted by friendly people. You know, you're surrounded with positivity and with people that you can tell, like, genuinely care.
remember, what was it, a couple years ago when you and some of the Emeralds were out at our booth at the Rice County Fair? And was it the vice president or one of them came down? He was off next to the Cardo Cafe watching, and he was just cracking up laughing.
He had a good time. I think that was our very first year of doing Senior Day at the fair. Yeah, that was. And he was having a great time. And I'm pretty sure he had a couple buckets of mini donuts with him and cookies and just sitting there having a good old time.
But that's what's cool about the upper management. Yeah. Come out to facility. Boy, look at how much fun the Emeralds in Faribault had. So let's see if we can take that idea to some of the other facilities. Yeah. That's why it's so important to get out of the office and come down to places like...
Well, and interact with the community, right? Because our community is so important. There's so many wonderful, you know, organizations, things to do within the community of Faribault. And I mean, it's just an honor to be a part of that and be able to step out and mingle a bit and do some stuff.
Yeah. And of course, the Emeralds always reaching out to partner with the community. And this isn't very painful. It's painful when I have to tell this to Gordy that he was right. But it's not painful when I have to tell you that you were right. The Christmas tree that you're going to, that used to be at Central Park, you are right. It's going to be over by the viaduct at the
Every once in a while, I know some good stuff.
You had the skinny.
I had it. Yeah, we're really excited to be able to do that. Again, this year, donating a tree to a family in need. I'm so excited about the new location. And can't wait to see how everything turns out.
I didn't get there for the open house, so I'm going to have to do a little snooping sometime.
Do a little drive-by?
Yeah.
It looks pretty good. I'm very excited for our community to be able to have something like that.
So is the future of the residents at the Emeralds maybe going out ice skating this winter? What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? You know, I'm not sure, but I do hope to get them to a couple of hockey games this year.
Oh.
So that's kind of my goal. I'd love to be able to get them over, to watch the boys play and to be able to watch the girls play.
Well, that's really cool because through you being a soccer mom, the boys and the girls have kind of developed a relationship with the residents at the Emeralds. So I'll bet they would really enjoy, and I bet the kids would really enjoy having their friends from the Emeralds watching a hockey match.
Yeah, it was really cool when we, I think it was 2 years ago, it was my oldest son's senior year, and the hockey boys had invited us, after doing the Christmas party with us, had invited us out to watch them play, and my oldest son, he was like, I have two missions, Mom, because he knew the residents.
Yeah.
He worked with the residents, and he's like, I'm going to check somebody into the boards really hard right in front of the residents. And he did that, and the residents loved it. And then he's like, and
them being a little competitive.
they're like, oh my gosh. And then he's like, and I'm going to score for the residents. And he scored that game, and he turned to the residents and he like pointed to them, and it was the coolest
thing. I'll bet they went bonkers.
They loved it so much. It was such a wonderful thing. So super excited to be able to have the Falcon boys as well as the Flyer girls again this year for Christmas. So I'm working on finalizing those details right now. It's a great thing. But I love being able to do that stuff. I love being able to bring, the community into the facility for different experiences. And I love being able to get out within the community as well.
And those kids are winners too. Yeah. Maybe they don't have grandparents. Maybe they've passed. And to develop that relationship with an elderly person.
It's a really cool thing. There's some old hockey players that have been with us over the years that, there was one year where our goalie that stayed with us, all of a sudden he got a gift handed to him from our current goalie. And I was just like standing there, and then all of a sudden they're just talking about goaltending and all the years of playing hockey. But just watching those connections, happen and then blossom is such a beautiful thing.
And you see that too among residents.
Yes.
And I noticed it's really cool. One of the newer residents, the others adopt them and kind of take them under their wing and say, these things going on and these things going on, and we'll come by your room and take you. Because it's tough when you go someplace and maybe you don't know a lot of people.
Right. It's always hard being the new kid in town, right? No matter what.
Especially for a shy people like me.
Yeah. And so I think that's one of the many things that makes us, you know, unique and just amazing is the way that we all support one another, you know, with the residents supporting one another, staff members, and it just, you know, and then staff and residents and staff. It is really, truly the best, like one of the best family atmospheres and things to be a part of.
And by the way, monarchmn.com.
You know, I forgot your cookies today.
You took that hint, did you?
I did. Now you're teaching me something. Yeah. Yeah.
You're contributing to the delinquency of a senior citizen. Beg and you shall receive. It's not supposed to work that way.
That's amazing. I'll have to make sure I go to get you some.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a... Yes, go ahead and check out our website. What's really cool and newly added to our website is you can do like a 360 tour of our building. Yeah. And it's not just our building, but all of the Monarch facilities have that option too. So.
Are there any other Monarch facilities that have that indoor courtyard that, you know, it's surrounded by the building? So people can just go out whenever they want. That's so unique to the Emeralds.
I love that, right? It's like a sweet little oasis. As far as enclosed, I am not quite sure. I've gotten I've had the honor to be able to go to a few different facilities. I'm not sure about enclosed, but there's, you know, every facility has its own, you know, beautiful,
like its own personality.
You know? Yeah, yeah. And there's always a spot to be able to go and enjoy the weather. You know, there's always shaded trees. I've gotten to see some really beautiful gardens during my travels to different buildings.
Do you ever see in your courtyard any birds out there or squirrels or any wildlife that find their way to the surrounded courtyard?
There's birds and there's squirrels. I'm glad that, I mean, I've not experienced anything other than that. There's a lot of butterflies too.
Ooh.
I know. Perfect. It's great. The wildlife, we're so fortunate, I think, to be close to the nature center too. So we get to see.
That might help you. Maybe some of the wildlife manages to find its way over.
Yeah. Yeah. We get to see some deer going by, which is great always. Oh. So, yeah.
That's on the outside.
On the outside. Not through the building or the enclosed patio.
Not too many people get into the facility and then into the courtyard.
Yep. So, but it's really neat, you know, the other areas that we have around the building where our residents get to enjoy, and they get to see, you know, the deer, the other kind of wildlife.
The thing that's so nice about it being enclosed is sometimes when you get older, you have to be concerned about, you know, getting messed up where you're not quite, you know, being with it all the time.
Yep.
Well, they can wander out there and you don't need to worry about them wandering down the block or across the street because they can just come and go outside whenever they want to.
And then, it's nice, smooth surface out there with the patio being freshly redone and plenty of areas for families to be able to like have a picnic out there. I mean, clearly we're not going to be doing that anytime soon, but I'm already wishing for spring here.
But you have an area where families can come in early in December. It's my mom's 92nd birthday, and she's at a facility like the Emeralds. And they have like a big party room with tables and chairs. And I assume it's a gas fireplace. And and so we can bring food in. And mom being 92 and in a wheelchair, it's much easier for us to go to her than to try and bring her to... Even though I have two sisters that live in Sioux Falls, it's just much easier that we all go to mom's.
Yeah.
And then they have this big facility and just write down we wanted it this time for these hours.
Yep. I'm the one that gets to schedule all that stuff. And I've got some stuff already scheduled out for the holiday season. So we're lucky we've got two different areas currently that we use for family gatherings. So it's nice to be able to have that space where people can get together and not have to worry about, you know, anybody, you know, the mom or dad going out in the cold or, you know, the
slipping and falling on the ice. And
yep. So it's nice that we have that, that option to be able to have families come to them.
And the other thing that's nice is if you're celebrating a birthday, Mm-hmm. Family comes. A lot of the residents can then come too and help celebrate the birthday of an individual.
I have had to pass quite a few birthday invitations in my time because they become so much like family. Yes. And so each and every time they're like, can you invite, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so, and they give me a list and I'm like, yep. And I create an own individual, like, you know, knowing the birthday person, I create an invitation enough for that, you know, off of them and their colors that they like and all of that. And then I pass it out. So,
yeah, it's really cool. Well, we have to take a break for the markets. When we come back, we better talk a little bit business too about team members that you're looking for. The list has been getting a lot shorter as individuals are joining the Emeralds team.
Yeah.
And also, if there's no room on the penthouse, probably.
Nope. Not currently.
That's branded the second floor, all newly redecorated, remodeled, minor assistance for
the
folks there.
Yeah, minimal to one assist. Yep. And it's full.
Who? Do you do outpatient care? I might need more than one assist here at the studio.
I mean, I'll always come down and help. I'll bring a friend.
Yeah, bring a friend. We better take a break for the market, sponsored by the KDHL Agri Boosters, including Craig Keller over at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Of course, Craig helps protect all things important to you.
Good morning. It's time for a market update on this Tuesday morning here on the Linder Farm Network. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn near unchanged, a little higher in the front months, beans a little lower. Joining us, Jim Emter, Van On & Company, Alexandria. Jim, what's moving markets today?
Well, Linda, we got a little buy the rumor, sell the fact action going on. Let's not forget how we got to the point of yesterday's nice rally in soybeans. You know, President Trump on Friday basically saying that China will be here to buy. He had spoken with them that morning. Then you couple that with the NOPA crush report that was just off the charts yesterday, Linda, and that allowed that bean market to accelerate and extend. Then rumors started rumbling of China in here buying a chunk of soybeans, and that was confirmed this morning. USDA reporting 792,000 metric tons of soybeans sold to China. So, you know, we really got the trifecta of base, but then why are we going down? This is a classic buy the rumor, sell the fact. You know, markets always wanting more. When you start plugging the numbers of 792,000 metric tons into the balance sheets, it's like, boy, they better be here for a lot more yet for us to have a chance at meeting USDA's numbers. So it's something we're going to have to continue to monitor. Brazil a little dry this week, going to see some moisture potentially next week. So again, I think choppy tone is probably correct for these markets. We went in and put new highs and then retreated from them a bit yesterday. But, you know, verdict's still out. Watch the closes each day, Linda, and have those targets. I really feel from this 1160 up to about 1205 is a scale-up type selling opportunity for soybeans. And as we get this March corn from really this 455 to 475, I really think that's a scale-up marketing opportunity for producers.
And livestock trade, what's moving those markets today?
Well, we had momentum this morning, Linda. You saw the market stand up here a bit for both feeders and lives, but that momentum has waned to some degree as sellers have come in and just question marks around the market. Even the hog market saw a bid right away this morning and fades back. So technically, we're just trying to build a base here. We're consolidating here at the, you know, mid-range to lower end of these charts for cattle, near the low end for hogs. You know, we're not on the lows for the cattle market. We are for the hogs, and it's just, it's a matter of trying to catch bull information to come out of here. And I think that needs to be cash driven. We're just not seeing enough, both choice and select. You know, we're seeing some mixed emotions there. So we really need the producer to get back into control here, and we'll see if that develops here for the cattle. As for the hogs, just need some good news. We could really use some China demand here off the pork side.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Emter, Van On & Company, Alexandria. And Chicago December corn, 436 and a quarter, up 1.5. March at 449, up 1. July 461, up a quarter of a cent. January beans, 1153 and a quarter, down 4. March, 1159.5. Now 1159 and a quarter, now down 4 cents. And July, 1170 and three quarters, down 4. December soybean meal down 510. December soybean oil up 93. December Minneapolis wheat up 5.25. December live cattle 219.82, down 145. And February down 120. January feeder cattle down 110. December lean hogs 78.47, down 10. February down 27. The Dow is down 569. This is a Linder Farm Network.
No matter if you live on the farm or in town, pest control is very important. From insect control to mouse control, even on the farm, there are many pests you have to deal with around those grain bins and outbuildings, both inside and out. I can personally recommend Plunkett's Pest Control. They've been doing mine for many years. They are fantastic. Give them a call. Find out what it's all about. 877-571-7100. Plunkett's 877-571-7100.
Wingert Land Services has several auctions coming up. November 21st, 374 plus acre auction in Cottonwood County. Also on the 21st, 131 plus acre auction, Jackson County. December 5th, 155 plus acre farm auction in Steele County. For more information on these auctions, go to wingertlandservices.com or call 507-248-5263. And that's our update.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
The market update sponsored by the KDHL AgriBoosters. They include Craig Keller over at the Keller Insurance Agency in Nearstrand. Yes, of course, Craig helps protect all things important to you. The class in the studio for today's AM Minnesota program, the Giggler from Monarch Healthcare Management. The Emeralds, officially known as Carrie, the activities director at the Emeralds. I like the Giggler better.
I do too.
Yep.
And that's how they know me too.
I thought it was so cool when family members sent a birthday in of one of the residents.
Yeah.
And it said, I get to enjoy the Giggler every day.
And that's a wonderful family. It's a very special resident to all of us. So I enjoyed being able to say happy birthday to him for 2 days in a row. It was great.
Yep. And it's so cool. The Emeralds, loyal listeners of KDHL. And actually, it's a compliment to us that they want us to be a part of their life.
Yeah. Yep. From the day that I stepped into that facility, you guys have been on, and that's no joke. So...
Better talk a little bit about team members that the Emeralds are looking for.
Yeah. You know, looking for CNAs, so certified
nursing assistants.
You've got this. As well as any LPNs or RNs. I believe we're full on our nurse manager side, and we recently hired an assistant director of nursing. So we will still have our director of nursing from the corporate level down helping us, but we do have our assistant director of nursing. So she will be starting with us soon, and we're super excited to welcome her into the family.
Give her week 10 days to get used to everything before you tell her she's got to come on the birthday.
That fine print. Yes.
Gets you every time on your contract.
Yep. So that'll take a little bit of schmoozing. Yeah. I'm going to have to start. I don't want to start my schmoozing too early. Yeah. I give it a few days and then I'll start.
Let her kind of settle in before you spring everything.
Right. So, so we're lucky and, you know, so excited to be able to have her. We've welcomed a couple or another nurse manager onto our team. And I mean, we're looking for help in our culinary department. So, yeah.
You forgot to mention always looking for volunteers.
Absolutely. And actually, I've gotten.
Good job, Chair.
You're so good. There's another cookie. I've gotten a couple of volunteers over the last few weeks. So, we're going to get them started and kind of get them into the facility. They want to be able to do like more one-on-one interactions. And then there's a different group that would like to be able to do more group gatherings. So different things for different people.
And age requirements, young to middle age to old.
Any
age.
Absolutely any. Yeah. I welcome anybody with open arms. The one person that, you know, wants to kind of do more independent, like one-on-one conversations, for those that, you know, don't always want to come out of their room, don't really want to, you know, they're okay just wanting to be independent. Yeah. So she really wants to be able to kind of focus on that and kind of make those, you know, interactions meaningful for an individual or, you know, individuals separately.
So. And if you're younger, maybe high school, younger, or into college, think about what you can enhance your pedigree, your resume by being a volunteer and have some favorable comments written about you and volunteering your time from The giggler. I mean, yeah. All those sorts of things might separate you from other people trying to get in college or trying to get a job.
Yeah, those are really good things. And I would be more than happy to have anybody like that in my building and, you know, be able to write a good letter for somebody. I'm kind of good with words sometimes.
No. I hadn't noticed.
Not at all.
In terms of, I might have trouble, though, being a volunteer. Maybe you have to pass a background check.
Yes. Yep. Background check. I hope that you can pass yours, Jerry. Background checks, obviously, yes. We do, you know, follow policies and procedures as far as, you know, those coming into the facility. We want to make sure that everybody, you know, passes their background check, especially if they're going to be, you know, hanging out with us. So got to be
safe.
And
that's understandable. If my mom, you know, I'm hoping they have volunteers coming and interacting, but I want them to do their due diligence to make sure it was good people that were coming in to do that. So
the safety of our residents is priority number one. So, you know, the volunteers that we've had, I'm like, here's the background check information. They fill it out and they're like, yep, we completely understand. And it's like, okay, so.
When are you going to start putting up Christmas decorations? No. Are you going to wait till after Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is next Thursday.
I know. I feel like I have to wait, but I really don't know if I'm going to. Yeah. The jury's still out on that. I mean, I might.
I know. Thanksgiving kind of goes with Christmas, so Thanksgiving decorations and Christmas all together.
Otherwise, they can just sit bare until after. I don't know. There's been a couple of years where I've done it before Thanksgiving, you know, a couple of years where I've done it after Thanksgiving. I think I might go after this year.
Louise and I dug some things out of one closet downstairs at all the Christmas, a big almost walk-in closet.
Yeah.
All the Christmas decorations go in there. And we dug all those out because she has a sleigh about a foot or two long. It's a pretty good sized sleigh. And then she goes somewhere here in Faribault, they put all of the stuff in it. So she's thinking Christmas already and wanted to get that decorated up. And there's a lot of the year that you get to have Christmas decorations out.
I try to keep them up for a while because it's pretty and stuff like that. But there's nothing immediate in my brain right now for it. I kind of want to be able to enjoy the season before, you know, Thanksgiving. I feel like Thanksgiving needs its time, right? So
you are being respectful.
I'm trying to be respectful. So I will probably wait until after.
We should mention too that if you have a family member, loved one, or a friend that doing okay, but you know, you could see that there's some slippage going on there, start planning ahead.
Yes.
Start checking out the Emeralds and what you have to offer. And that also goes for if you have a family member staying with you and just with minor supervision, other people around that get along great. Yep. And all at once, you're going to be gone for a week over Christmas or something. Respite care.
You know, I have taught you well.
Yeah.
You have done great. Yes.
You're about like Louise now. Slow but trainable.
You got this. I mean, everything that you said, right? Like education and, you know, knowing what your community, the surrounding communities has to offer. Finding the right fit for yourself as well as your loved one. And taking, you know, safety into mind and, you know, having those questions, just immerse yourself in it and, you know,
also do your homework with the team members, the social workers and how you're going to pay for it. If it comes to that, you can have all those things worked out ahead of time.
Yeah, we have professionals like from every angle, you know, in our building.
Bless their heart. They want to wade through insurance policies and all those things.
That is not my cup
not
of tea.
Me either.
So, I mean, we are so lucky. I adore our team. They've got a lot of good knowledge and I just encourage everybody just to come on in and pick our brains and let us show you how great we are.
Stop in for a VIP tour or a spur of the moment tour.
I'm open for any.
Thanks for coming in, Carrie. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning on the Birthday Club. Boy, You ought to get hit up the boss for a raise. A double dose of Jerry in the same back-to-back days, no
I
less.
I like it.
MonarchMN.com.
Another cookie.
And tomorrow's Wednesday. You're coming in on Wednesday.
I am.
Big, 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 big. Thanks for coming in, Carrie. Always enjoy it. The Director of Fun, Carrie Hart, Activities Director at Monarch Healthcare Management, the Emeralds. The Giggler. Here's National News.